Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ali's office received several letters from non-Muslims around the world. Some of the letters are presented here in this presentation. Came to our district, blessings came to our house. I am passing through the last days of my life. Send me a sock, a handkerchief, anything to have it put in my coffin. That when you speak, your hearers shed tears. If you have enchanted them from nearby, I am enchanted by you from far away. When I see your face in the TV for a short moment, the depth of my soul fills with joy, and I shed my tears of longing. I believe you are a man of God. I have two children. One was born blind, and the other suffers from a heart disease. Invoke God to cure. No leader is prepared unless he is forced to confess his mistakes. But I hear that you voluntarily admit your mistakes. Thus, one may believe that you have come from heaven. I implore God to illuminate our dark world with the speeches of men like you. A man who talks with his followers, lowering his eyes all the time, cannot be a man of adventures, especially in old age. Talk to me, write to me. Where have you come from? What do you want? What message do you sense? Write to me. Maybe God makes me too one of your disciples. When I read the history of the prophets, I notice that they were encountered by persons with satanic conduct. Now you, who want to acquaint your people with God, the satanic powers are challenging you. The prophets feared nobody. You too are afraid of no power. I have not so far heard that you claim to be a prophet. Say then, what is your claim? Are you Socrates? Are you a disciple of Jesus? Who are you? Whoever you may be and whatever your claim, I know your claim is right. Because when disbelief covers the whole world, God sends a man to guide the people. You are now the very man who was expected to come. Alas, what separates between me and you is not merely the frontiers. The distance of language is a farther distance. Thank you. I hope that your speeches, which are not related to power, war, or politics, would soon be translated so that whoever was tired of the violence of this speedy civilization might be acquainted with your heavenly opinions. The streets of my country are full of light. Its shops are full of commodities. Its custom houses are active. We are short of nothing except a sacred soul. I wish you were born in my country so as to give to all these activities and commotions a supreme objective. Lenin was a beloved leader. Hitler was so loved that he could muster a nation to commit suicide. Gandhi's lovableness spread beyond the Indian borders. But I like to present my most cordial feelings to a man whom I do not know well, and of the past and the future of a revolution led by him, I have no clear picture. Yet, at reading an article against you, I am so annoyed that I cannot conceal it. I think you had stated that even if this war lasted for 20 years, we would remain standing firm. And you had announced continuing the war till abolishing sedition from the world. But strangely enough, you accepted peace and left the world in stupefaction. As you had said, you drank the cup of poison. By this ingenious statement, without annulling the sacrifices of your followers, you showed a new path to your people. This artistry was so great that even after a hostile analysis, its fineness cannot be denied. Reading some of those letters, it seemed as if the tubes of my tear glands were connected to a water skin. Dr. Sayyid Ali Qadri, The Life of Imam Khomeini, Volume 1.